Rolling into show number 61 here of the White Rose Resistance Hour with Stuart Howe on Republic Broadcasting. I am your host, Stuart Howe, and today, if you're listening live, is May 21st, 2022, and what a wild ride. God bless you for making it another week. Hope everything's good in your corner of Clown Town out there, wherever you're at. Wow. They are not messing around, folks. We've got a little bit of opposition as free humanity. We are up against it. They are rolling out all manner of machinations, you know, between the World Health Organization and the World Economic Forum and all of these bodies that are fronting for this globalist would-be elite, retard is the only word I can use. They are not fully human. They have been retarded from developing humanity by lack of empathy and care. They're psychopaths. They, it's as old as time itself. They believe they're a ruling class, and they're not. They are pernicious parasite ass clowns, and there's more of us than them, and it's time we stop them. I'm just going to be real direct. If you need to change the channel or run away, please do. I'm going to weed out my audience a bit. I don't want a big audience. I want a good, strong audience, and I'm going to trigger a bunch of people, and you know what? So be it. I've got a platform, one of the few left, where I can say whatever I want. As long as I don't incite anybody to violence, and I don't intend to do that, but we are facing an assault against us, a violent, coercive assault that is killing a lot of good people between these lethal injections and the poverty that's coming from what they're doing to... Well, you know, to the economy and, locking people in their homes, taking away their businesses, shutting down schools, making people wear masks. It's horrifying what's being done, and people are dying, and, they are just getting started, it looks like. So they're coming for us. They have already killed off a large amount of people with these RNA changing, DNA altering injections that they're passing off in vaccines, and now we're starting to see the first effects of really bad inflation and really mounting supply chain problems. Our first guest, who's going to be on in a little bit here, has direct firsthand knowledge of the supply chain problems, where it's headed. And, they like us to believe that this is some kind of mistakes that have been made. The social engineers of these things have been mishandled, that there's been mistakes made in banking and finance. They don't want us to understand that these are contrived occurrences in order to bring down the old national systems of which they've, brought as much as they can. They've consolidated systems for global, power and control. They need to crash all these systems. They need to crash our economy. They need to crash the global economy so that people are willing to bring in this global government, this World Health Organization and World Economic Forum run system, call it New World Order. That's what they call it. Call it, the Fourth Reich was probably the most accurate, way to look at it. I'm sorry, I'm multitasking. I've got our guest is is texting me as we speak, and I've got our producer is, you know, also trying to coordinate with me to get our guest on. So, yeah, man, we're facing the Fourth Reich. That's why this show is called the White Rose Resistance Hour, because the last big push, the Third Reich, which didn't look anything like the Second Reich, which didn't look anything like the First Reich, so why should the Fourth look like the Third? But the last big push just consolidated power, you know, under corporate guys. You know, the Third Reich in Germany went sub rosa and resurfaced as the Bilderberg Group, and it's gone global with Klaus Schwab. Look at that asswipe. You know, the guy has a, you know, a Hitler-type accent. Might as well have a little hairless cat on his lap and be a Bond villain. So that's what we're up against, folks. And, yeah, they're bringing a fight to us. They're killing us as we speak. And I'm just saying, make ready to defend yourselves. Have a line in the sand. If they try to close your business or tell you that you need to stay indoors or wear a mask, be ready to say no and mean it. That's all I can say. I've moved to a place where the Second Amendment is still very much alive and well, despite their best efforts. And, you know, this is my hill here. I hope you're on a hill, because we need everybody to take a stand against this. No messing around. The world is looking to us. You know, China's not going to do it. China's not going to stand up against this global slavery. And, you know, we don't see many countries taking a stand. Some places are less affected. Mexico, South America, you know, some places are not doing as badly as they've got it in, you know, Great Britain or China or even Canada. But, you know, I think it's kind of up to us here in the United States. Maybe Mexico, too. There's still, you know, strong families down there. Maybe the cartels will take a stand as well. I get reports from Dollar Vigilante, Jeff Berwick. They're doing okay down there. Max Egan's down there, and he has encouraging things to say. He was my guest a few weeks back. I recommend everybody take a look at that in the archives. Max was a phenomenal guest. But so our guest, it looks like, is in the green room, and I'm going to bring him in just a minute. But I just wanted to go over a couple of things. You know, that was one of the main things there is, you know, be ready to take a stand. There is now the World Health Organization is getting ready behind, you know, the scenes. You know, everybody's being distracted by this BS of this Ukrainian war theater. And I'm not saying there aren't people dying there. I'm just saying it's a theatrical performance. These world leaders are all members of Klaus Schwab's young leaders, you know, group, whatever they call that, and they're playing their parts, you know, whether it's Putin or Zelensky or, you know, this Chinese ass clown, you know, they're all playing their parts to distract people. And so under the cover of, you know, the Ukraine theater and Johnny Depp, satanic Johnny Depp and Amber Turd, distracting everybody, the World Health Organization is rolling out a pandemic treaty with plans to override national sovereignty in 194 UN member countries with force of international law. There is a great article at 21st Century Wire. This is all laid out. Now, this is not speculation or conspiracy theory. This is what the UN was always put there to do. And so now they are doing it. They are rolling this out. They will have the power to mandate COVID-19, in quotes, lethal injections, these clot shots and DNA-altering, you know, lethal cocktails, and to mandate vaccine passports worldwide. This is going on right now, and we need to, you know, we need to rise up and take care of these guys, you know, let them know they can't do this. You know, I'm sorry, Klaus Schwab, you're not the boss of me. You didn't, you weren't elected. You have no authority, no legitimate authority over anybody. Bill Gates, same to you. You know, you guys are going to get what's coming to you. That's just how that works. And we need to make that real clear. We need to be, all of us, stand up and say, F off to these people. You know, stop getting led around by the ring in your nose by the mainstream media to the stories they want you to be looking at, and take a look at what's going on. You know, go to places like 21st Century Wire, Patrick Hennington's site. You know, look at the really, you know, boots on the ground, honest reporting coming out of places like Syria when that was a hot spot, and the Ukraine now. You know, enough's enough. If you're not part of the solution, you're part of the problem. And if you're not willing to do anything, to make a few phone calls to support people that are actually opposing these people, then go listen to Joe Rogan and Alex Jones. And, you know, I don't need you here. So that's what I've got to say about that. On another note here, here in North Idaho, we've got a situation where a teacher at North Idaho College decided, you know, this Karen, I can't even use the word, see you next Tuesday, woman, Teresa A. Lohr, L-O-A-R, a teacher, decided to body check a student. Okay, I mean literally, because she was triggered by her sign that was, she was protesting, Rachel Otteson was protesting against this medical fascism, which we're seeing, you know, with the forced injections, coerced injections of this crap, and, you know, mask wearing and shutting things down. And this teacher body checked his student, confessed to it on tape. You can go right now. If you have doubts, turn off this radio show and go to YouTube, to Casey Whalen's YouTube channel, North Idaho Exposed, and you can watch. Casey did a, you know, a Freedom of Information Act records request and got the video footage of her confessing to the police, and they've dropped the charges. Because the police are looks like they're in on it. The prosecutor's office, it looks like they are sweeping this under the rug. Please contact, okay? I want you to actually do something here. Take a minute, write this down. Grab a pen, get off your butt, grab a pen and write this down. Idaho Attorney General, okay? Find out who they are, do a Google search, have a 10-year-old kid show you how to do it if you don't know how, and call the Idaho Attorney General's office and ask why Teresa A. Lohr is not being sent to jail for physically battering a student, Rachel Otteson. If that's too much for you, you deserve the slavery that you're gonna get. If you can't make a few phone calls or and send some money to people like Casey Whalen, you know, that's out there, boots on the ground, and exposing this stuff, you know, you're a worthless piece of crap, and you deserve what's coming to you. All right, you know, like enough's enough. So if you're not part of the solution, you're part of the problem. So this is going on all over. They're dropping charges against her, while Sarah Brady, who was a guest on my show a couple months ago, her charges are still pending for taking her kids to the park under a COVID-19 mandate. The playground equipment was closed for no good reason. In the sunlight, outdoors, they decided to close the park. Charges against her are pending, and they're dropping charges against this witch, Karen, her name's not Karen, it's Teresa Lohr, who body checked a student. So, and it's up to us. They're getting away with this because we're not saying enough is enough and stopping them. Okay, it's time to get up off of our knees, you know, and stop them. So it's a quarter after almost. I've got a break coming up in 5 minutes, but I've ranted enough. I'm going to bring in our guest, who I believe is in the green room, Mr. Ron Rack. Ron, are you with us, sir?
Yes, I am.
Oh, man. Thanks for coming on, Ron. Hey, we just got 5 minutes before the break. You'll hear the music come up, but I appreciate you coming on. I know you're very well, you know, versed in the nuances of some of the supply chain breakdown. You've got personal experience with being a stand-up guy and, you know, having a place where you do some ranching and you know, you're a friend of Casey's. Any friend of Casey Whalen's is a friend of mine. If you could introduce yourself and kind of, you know, let your let our audience know what you're about, and then you'll hear the music come up in about 5 minutes, and we'll go to break.
Okay. Well, I'm just an old school cowboy, pretty much. What you see is what you get. I'm a no nonsense kind of guy. My schooling has been the school of hard knocks, and that's probably most of the people my age. And I live down here in the semi-free state of Florida. And I say semi-free because, well, we're freer than a lot of others, but we're still not truly free. And that's kind of something that we'll talk about here after the break. But I've done a lot of those boots on the ground things. I used to go to the county commission meetings and get up there, and I mean, you know, they've threatened to arrest me, and I've had people tell me I needed to watch my back a couple of times because I was exposing a lot of stuff. The one thing that distressed me through my years of doing that is not one person ever stood up and said, I'm going to back you up. So, I mean, it was an amazing thing. You know, I would put the commissioners, I would put them at task with very specific questions that they couldn't answer, because if they had answered them, then they would have committed a felony or admitted that they committed a felony. And I find it interesting that you know, all those years that I was doing that stuff, and I've got a YouTube channel. All those meetings are on my YouTube channel, Ron Rack for Freedom. And you can see firsthand what, I mean, like I say, I stood toe to toe with them. And finally I was like, you know, it got to the point where it really wasn't worth it, because I was just beating my head against the wall and wasn't accomplishing it. And this is where we are in America as a whole. You got a few people out there making a lot of noise, you know, but it's not enough to make a difference. And I find it distressing that there's a lot of people out there who at least say they believe in freedom. And I'm going to talk a lot about that tonight, because I think there's a huge misconception. I don't think people understand what absolute freedom really, really means. We have this distorted idea that freedom is whatever somebody says we're allowed to do. And that's what they've degraded us to. You know, well, we're going to allow you to do this, and so now you're free. Well, no, that's not freedom by any means of the imagination. But I live down here in Florida. I've been down here about, oh crap, I don't know, 9 years, I guess. I was an over the road truck driver. Now I just I'm a yard driver in a plant down here, so I'm home every night. There's a lot going on that people just couldn't even, that you can't even imagine. A really good magazine to check out to see what's going on with logistics, and it's not just here, it's global, is Freight Waves. They have a lot of good articles about, like I say, not just what's going on with the trucking industry, but with the whole shipping industry. This problem is bigger than anybody could ever imagine. And to be honest with you, I don't see a fix.
Yeah, well, we have to prepare for that, right? I mean, that's the reality of it. I
raise a lot of my own food. I have a garden.
Yeah. We'll unpack this on the other side.
So I'll wait till after the break.
Absolutely. And folks, the number's on the website. Call in. Love to have you. Welcome to the podcast.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Going into our second segment of the show here. This is actually a rather short little segment here from 23 after to 29 after, and then we'll unpack the big stuff on the big segment on the other side. But we were getting into some good stuff there before the break, and I wanted to, you know, interject here that we're going to skip the last break. I just got news from our producer. Thanks, Sam. Thanks for that. It's good news. But, you know, I wanted to say, you know, we need to go on the offensive here against these people. And I'm not talking about hunting them down and stringing them up from lampposts, although, you know, an argument could be made they deserve that. You know, there was a banker that said if they knew what we were up to, they'd chase us down the street and string us up from the nearest lamp pole. But, you know, we need to take the high ground and start speaking out and exercising our rights here while we have them. And you know, they have the citizen asset forfeiture program where they pull people over, and if you're going to buy a car or something, let's say you've got a couple $1,000s with you, they make you prove that it's for something worthwhile. They take your money. You know, what if we were to initiate the globalist asset forfeiture program and we were to just go start seizing mansions and yachts and businesses and, you know, of these clearly criminal cartel gangster bankster, you know, ass clowns, and make them prove they didn't that they weren't ill-gotten gains. We really need to get a little more active here, and I understand the point that Ron was making before the break of, it's easy to get discouraged because a lot of people are just laying down and going with this, but a lot of us aren't. And because they have control of a large percentage of the global means of production and distribution, we need to be self-sufficient. Like, you know, Ron will get into that here. You know, he does he grows food and has animals, and we all need to network with people around us to have our own way of supporting ourselves without being dependent on this supply chain and their money system. So, you know, Ron, what do you say to that? Do you think it's a good idea that we all start looking for ways to not be so dependent on this coercive system of, you know, goods production and distribution?
Well, absolutely. The idea I have always liked that idea, and listen, there are things that you have to buy. I mean, I can't grow rice down here. I can't grow wheat and barley and oats. I live in Florida. That stuff doesn't grow down here. So there are things that if you want to use those products, and it's always been that way because we're, you know, different people live in different places, and everything, you know, not every place can grow what some other place can grow. So there's always
Good
been
point.
This idea of trade. And so, but the problem is today is when the government got involved in free trade, they negated free trade. We are not a true capitalist society anymore. There is no such thing as absolute, and I'm a black or white kind of guy. Something's either right or it's wrong. You're either free or you're not free. You can't be, I use the example, okay, so if you're in a little cage and somebody says, oh man, you're in this little cage, let me help you out. I'm going to put you in a bigger cage and you're going to be free. And that's what they do.
Yep.
See, you're still in a cage. You might have two more square feet to walk around, but you're still in a cage.
Well, and, you're right. It's a free-range prison system is what it is.
Yeah. it it really is. And that's why I say we've got this twisted view of what freedom and really looks like and how it's supposed to work. And I want to read something here real quick. It's the second paragraph of the Declaration of Independence. And this is so powerful to me. I read it a lot. It says, "We hold these truths to be self-evident that all men," that is very, very important, "all men are created equal." Because we have this idea that we're Americans, we're the only ones that should be free. See, the framers recognize the idea that freedom was a human-based, not just idea, but right, truth, fact. Because it says that they are endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And so I love dealing with these people who say, well, you know, you had these guys that were slave owners and da-ga-da-ga-da. And they were. And let me tell you, those guys struggle with that. Jefferson absolutely struggled with the idea of slavery. You know, he
yeah, well, here, let me interject this really quick. Yeah, he wrote a letter to another head of state saying that basically he laid out that the first thing they had to do was get rid of the hereditary right of title. They wanted to have hereditary, you know, right of title in kings and queens. He knew he had to address slavery. And he said, nothing is so clearly written in the Book of Fate as that these people are to be free. And we'll discuss that some more on the other side, White Rose Resistance Hour, with Stuart Howe and Ron Rack on RBN.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle handle the truth.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of Happy Packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Standing 6'4", weighing 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science, analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the Republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the Republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Back, folks. These are days, all right, and we are back with our guest, Ron Rack. And before we went to break here, we picked up a call-in. We're going to bring him in a couple of minutes. Chance in West Virginia is holding on line three, so we'll bring him in a minute. But we were starting to unpack some really important stuff. The founding fathers, you know, were slave owners, but they inherited that. There'd been slavery in the world for, you know, so since time immemorial, and they wanted to end that. That all came over on the boat from Great Britain. The first thing they needed to do was to end the system of royalty and you know, feudalism with a ruling class and a peasant class, and they did that. They made the decision to put slavery on the back burner and start the country, you know, with a constitution. They needed the South to get on board and unify the country. Then they went after slavery, and you know, they clearly wrote, Jefferson, you know, wrote that these people, the, you know, black people that were in America, were to be free, and they wanted to you know, really make these things that they wrote about in the Declaration of Independence true. You know, we are seeing the rollout of what, in essence, is a ruling class and peasant class feudalism system. A neo-feudalism like in the Hunger Games. This is the Fourth Reich we're seeing under the guise of medical tyranny. Yeah, please, let's unpack
that. This isn't new. This isn't new. People think this is new.
This has actually been going on for probably the better part, in my studies, probably 125, 130 years, maybe a little further back than that. I mean, you know, obviously the Jim Crow thing, but this idea of progressivism, you know, people think this is, you know, when I was a kid, you know, we had the dawning of the age of Aquarius, and you know, everything was going to be something totally new, something different, something, and what we're actually learning is what Solomon understood, is that there's nothing new under the sun. And right. And so yeah. it's the same stuff that gets repeated over and over and over. In fact, it was Kennedy that said, those who fail to learn from history are doomed to repeat it. And here we are. Here we are.
Yeah.
You know,
it says some interesting things.
So many years, it hasn't been so many years that we had a guy in Cambodia by the name of Pol Pot. And look at the damage that he did to that country. You know, he went in there and took all the guns away from people, and then he just started killing millions of people. And look at who he started with. He started with the educated people and the teachers, you know. Yep. We're not learning anything from our mistakes. And today it's worse, because you don't even in these schools today, they're not taught civics. They're not taught anything about our documents, our history. They don't even know how to write in cursive.
You're right. I agree. You can't even call them schools. They're really just indoctrinations.
Third grade, they started teaching me to write in cursive. Third grade. And my mom still brings that up. She's like, I can't believe it was third grade when they started having you write in cursive. And because why? Because all of our very important documents were written in cursive. That was why. Yeah, we didn't have computers and all that nonsense back in those days. I mean, we had number two lead pencils, and they actually were lead. And so, you know, by the way, I'll be 52, so I'm not an old guy, but I'm not a young guy.
How old? 52?
62.
With a five? Oh, yeah, we're the same age. There we go. Yeah.
So, what
do you say? You want to bring in our guest? We've got Chance on line three. Want to bring him in?
Yeah,
see if he's got questions.
Let's hear what they.
Chance, are you there?
Yes. Hello, Stuart, and hello, guest. You know, Stuart, I love and I agree with your sentiments today. I look around and I see it this way now, considering everything they're throwing at us, the gravity of it all. It's time for all these individual groups now that are protesting certain things to mobilize into one group. Rather than protesting individual things, it's time for them to get out there and say, we will not comply. No, no, no to everything, everything included. That's the only way I think at this juncture that we could put a dent in this. Rather, and they all have good points, these groups, don't get me wrong. But it's time to just, never mind the wording on the signs for a particular cause. No, we will not comply with everything. Yeah. That's the only way to stop this at this point, because I've never seen a time in our history where everything was thrown at us at one time. So in order to mobilize all these people, regardless of what their opinion is on abortion, rather than being anti-abortion, just no, we will not comply. This is what the signs should say, and this covers everything. How they're starving us out, how they're force vaccinating us. Mobilize people into one group that says we will not comply, and that's it with everything. And what are your thoughts on that, Stuart?
I think that's a great idea, and I think, you know, kind of expanding on that a little bit is because, or to look at a bigger angle of it, the powers that be and their entire media network has lost credibility. They have completely lost credibility. They are completely full of shit. Nothing they say is true. They're all con artists, and they can't be trusted. We just need to not comply with anything that they or their order followers, expect their their masters to roll out. It's just not okay anymore. And I think you're right. I mean, we really need to find a common denominator in a true North, and that being a conscience, common sense, natural law, the trivium, and being good-hearted people. And anything that doesn't agree with our – we need to get our inner compass back of just being decent, honest, true people. And anything that we don't – that doesn't sit right with us as good people cannot be complied with anymore, period. End of story.
Yes, we have to say no, no, no to everything. Rather than, because we have too many splinter groups, and they all have a good point, don't get me wrong. But let's put it all under one umbrella and just say no.
That'll bring us together, Chance. Yeah, thank you for that. That'll bring us together. And see, what they've used against us, you're exactly right, because they've used divide and conquer to get us fighting each other. And the antidote to that is to unite, in unity against the common enemy, which is just evil. I mean, evil and dishonesty is the enemy, and we need to be decent and forthright and come together to protect our freedoms that we share. I don't care. I don't identify as a right wing, left wing, as a conservative, liberal, Democrat, blah-bitty blah. And keep your effing labels. I identify as a decent human being who likes other decent human beings. And they've been dividing us forever, and the solution is going to be just to all come together. And, Ron, what do you say to that? Is that pretty sensible?
Well, and actually, when I was doing what I was doing in the county, that was my goal. Because, again, if you go and watch what I did at those meetings, my number one topic at every one of those meetings was freedom. It always, because everything leads to freedom, everything. And that's why I wanted to make this particular show, because people don't understand freedom. Their sense of what freedom is skewed by what they were taught. Because I've had people say, well, absolute freedom isn't possible. And I always ask, why not? And I give them an example. I said, listen, if you're out in the middle of the forest and nobody's around, can you do anything you want? Yep. Then absolute freedom does exist. It does exist. And it can exist even in society. And the thing is they have divided us to the point where we're more worried about the symptoms than the illness.
And there's a large degree of learned helplessness. They've got us thinking that you can't fight City Hall, and that's absolutely not true.
Well,
see, can I give you guys an example? Here's an example.
We can't fight it the way we're doing it. And that's something else that I brought up at the county commission. There's 3,100 counties in the United States. And I brought up to the county commissioners one time, I said, if we were the first county to go strictly back to the Constitution, get rid of all unconstitutional taxes in the county, get rid of all unconstitutional laws in the county, I said, we could set the standard for the nation. But they don't want to do that because it would hurt their pocketbook. They are just as much a part of the system as everybody else. And I'll tell you something else that pisses me off about these elected officials. I hate it when people call them leaders. They are not leaders. They are servants.
Exactly.
They are public. They are. In fact, let me just read another part out of the Declaration of Independence real quick. It says that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. And so that's us. So if they do something we don't like, we go to them and say, no, I don't consent, and I have that right not to consent. I tried to get people down here in Marion County, because I told them, I, 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 property taxes is a huge thing for me. And I try to get people to understand, listen, if everybody in Marion County stop paying their property tax, they can't take every single property. They can't. But people are so blind to this idea that and they're so afraid, they won't do it.
Right.
And I mean, if I don't pay mine, they'll just cut and take my property, and I'm shit out of luck. I mean, I can't be,
right.
Because, you know, and so it would take a good portion, 80 or 90% of the people to go in and say, you know what, we're not doing this anymore.
But we're not going to get that. We're past that point. You pointed it out. We're not going to get that. So that being the case, realistically,
no.
It's going to come down to just the 2% of us just taking a stand, you know, like actually physically saying no.
Well, and this is where I have in the last recent years figured out kind of where I stand in this whole thing. I'm going to be on a defensive position because, you know, I can't go out there and offensively do anything that's going to matter at this point. So I'm waiting for them to do whatever they're going. It's the same thing that Ukraine did with Russia. When Russia came in, then Ukraine responded. That's where we are in the United States. We're going to have
right.
to wait for them to pull the trigger, and then
right.
we can respond to what they do. And actually,
well, that's where people's rights are so important. Are you familiar with people's rights? Because that is neighbors and people in communities banding together to defend each other's rights. You know,
well,
where if some federal official comes on your property and wants to take your firearms for no good reason, you can make a call, or you can go out over your ham radio, your little, you know, $25 Baofeng, and in 10 minutes have 10 armed people at your door to defend you, and vice versa. In 100 minutes, 100 armed people ready to defend you against whatever marauder illegally is trying to, aggress
against
you.
I live in a very small town down here in Florida. We don't.
But you got a good governor. You got a great governor, don't you? You've got
we
a
do.
Good governor.
We do.
There.
Yeah. Yeah,
we
he
don't
is.
Up here.
I'm
going to
read this real quick before we run out of time. Because this is where the rubber really meets the road, and this is what people need to realize. Because what the government has done is really pulled the wool over our eyes. Because it says that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, what ends? The ends that everything is consent of the governed. It is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it and to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them, the people, shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. And so this is what's interesting. So if you look at what's happened over the last 125 years or so, all of these government officials have passed laws to protect them from us. If we go after them for breaking the law, the Constitution, which, by the way, they swear the same oath that I swore when I went in the military, they swear an oath to protect and defend the Constitution, same exact oath I swore. And so when they swear that oath and they don't do it, that's a contract. They have negated that contract. They are no longer an elected official, but we don't do anything about it. And let me say this about this whole election thing. People are of this mindset that somehow voting leads to freedom. Well, if that's the case, why do we have to have a revolution and fight Britain? Voting has never led to freedom, and it never will, and it can't. The only thing that will maintain freedom we find in the Second Amendment.
Well, we're there, aren't we?
Well, I mean, what does it say in the Second Amendment? It says, in order to maintain a free state, that we need a militia, and so it's the right of the people to keep and bear arms. The whole purpose of the Second Amendment has nothing to do with self-defense. It's maintaining a free state, and I like to change those two words around, state of freedom. To maintain a state of freedom, you have to have people willing to fight for it, because that's the only way freedom is maintained. If there was another way, we would have done it. There isn't another way. And just the opposite is true. And that's what we've seen throughout history when, like Pol Pot went in there, and because Cambodia was relatively free before all of that happened. It wasn't, they didn't have the rights that we had, but they certainly weren't under a lunatic like him. But we've seen it with Lenin, Stalin, I mean, Mussolini. I mean, these guys, they're all wicked. They're all evil. They're all the same thing. They all want to be in power and in control. And they get the people to the point of fear. They're more afraid to stand up than they are to fight and die. And here's the worst part of this whole scenario for me at my age. My grandchildren are going to have to fight a fight that my generation should be fighting. That bothers me more than anything else of this whole mess. My generation should be taking care of this so they don't have to. And who do they have to look up to within the last 50 or 100 years that they can say, now that's a hero, he fought for freedom? There is nobody. There is nobody. Not on our soil. And so, you know, we're in more trouble than people would ever begin to think or imagine.
Yeah,
and I need
that.
To take a breath for a minute. I got worked up.
Well, thank God. That's why I brought you on. I figured any friend of Casey Whalen's is going to have something to say. And you know, on that note, you know, everybody should take a minute and go to Ron's website. That's a YouTube channel, Ron Rack for Freedom, I believe, and Casey Whalen's website, North Idaho Exposed. And wherever you are, it's a good template to see what these guys are doing, because we need to all get out there. We need to be telling these order followers, no, we're not going to wear your mask. We're not going to shut down our businesses. And there's more of us than there are of you, so you better think twice, because you know, we're not having it anymore. And just to not comply, it's time we just can't comply. If these World Health Organization and World Economic Forum, you know, plans go through and they start mandating this stuff through the United Nations and you know, having actual, you know, government police and military with the, you know, an enforcement through the UN. It's game on, and we don't want it to have to come to that. We need to get the few good members of the police and the military to take a stand and stop being gutless cowards and thugs, you know, because they've got families. They better think this through. You know, this is not going to go well.
You know what? And that's funny that you bring that up, because I talked to a deputy, it's been a couple of years ago, and he was in a gun store, and we were just kind of looking around, and so I went over and I was like, I did some of the what ifs with him. And he said, let me tell you something. He said, if this goes down the way that it might go down, he said, we're going to be too busy taking care of our own families.
Yep.
Than we are. And see, that's where, you know, that's where this is kind of going to go. So in some respects, we could see true anarchy in the streets. And I hate using that word because it has a double meaning to it. You know, but you know, a lot of these people, they're going to be, if you can't get groceries, you know, My neighbor across the street, he's like, you realize if this goes bad enough, people are going to try to steal out of your garden. I told him, they better bring a lunch. And they better have more bullets than I've got, you know?
Yeah, because well, we're going to be everybody. There in a matter of months. We're 90 days away from that being the case, potentially. And, you know, I've talked to police officers, too, and it looks like there's some of the old guard that, you know, that are decent guys, and they will stand up against this globalist nonsense. I had one police officer tell me, he goes, well, if it comes down to it, he said, those blue helmets will make great targets. Talking about the UN helmets. He told me the younger police, are a lot of them are just, they are ignorant, you know, sellouts.
They're
and
yes
so,
men. Yeah.
Yeah. There's all kinds, but
they're a product of this new education system that didn't teach them. But I also blame the parents. I also blame because those parents should have known better. Those parents weren't through, you know. I mean, my grandchildren, they know right from wrong, and I'll tell you, my daughter started training them at a very young age about self-defense. At 5 years old, they were shooting Glocks.
Well, you guys are way ahead of most of the country.
They understood the ramifications of what happens when a round hits something. And so, you know, and now what my daughter and son-in-law do, man, if the kids want to go shoot, instead of saying no, they say, yes, let's go shoot, because it takes all the curiosity out of it, and it lets them do it as a family, teaches them gun safety, they can break down weapons, put them back together, they can do all that stuff. And
well, everybody should learn that. And we're about to end the show, Ron. Everybody's about, I think, to get a big lesson in what we just talked about, because these guys aren't messing around. They are about to roll out the end of the world as we know it.
After us.
And it is time to be ready to deal with that, because it's going to get ugly at a moment's notice. They can shut off the internet and the food supply. You know, they've had all the war games of it, the Dark Winter and all this stuff that they always war game this stuff out. And they've done all that. They are ready to do it next week or next fall. I anticipate next winter at the latest. So I would say, get ready to have a defensive posture and have a line in the sand and think through the rules of engagement and get ready to enact them, because we're there. It's not down the road. We're there.
Yeah, and if you're just now starting to prepare, you are way, way, way behind the eight ball. Years.
Absolutely. Well, let people know, Ron.
Because I've been prepping for this for 10 years.
Right. A lot of people haven't, myself included. I'm a little late. So let people know where they can see your work, and you'll hear the music come up. We're going to end the show. I thank you for coming on, and any parting words here, please?
Just you can go to Ron Rack for Freedom. I got a lot of stuff there, and if you comment on my videos, I will respond. So I appreciate you guys having me on. This has been really good. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, brother. All right, everybody. Love you. God willing, in the river don't rise. We'll see you next week. It's written you into the passion play. Skating away. Skating away. Skating away. On the thin ice of a new day.
You know that nothing beats a storable food stockpile for readiness, but there are two problems with storable food. It's expensive, and eventually, it runs out. Then what? What happens to you or your family when there's not enough food to go around? In a true survival scenario, you need a renewable food source. That's why Seed Armory has developed a survival-grade seed vault that can produce over $25,000 worth of crops from just one kit. Unlike other seed vaults, we don't inflate our seed counts with fillers. All our seeds are 100% heirloom and non-GMO. Not a green thumb? Don't worry. We've written an easy-to-follow guide to guarantee your success from planting to harvest. For a limited time, we're offering an additional 10% off your order when you enter the code RBN at checkout. Go to seedarmory.com. That's seedarmory.com. don't wait. Like everything else, seeds are in short supply.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.